in an art scroll, Beis HaLevi, it's the chapter or the section which is under Chaf Gimel, starts on 73. And it's talking about the highest levels of Bitochen. And talking about a level of Bitochen where I am so confident in Hashem that really I don't even deal with my own desires. I sort of, you know, I put it all in his hands and I mevatel everything. V'chein hisnai David HaMelech, right in the middle of page 74, 4, 5, the fifth line down. V'chein hisnai David HaMelech olam ha'shalom. David HaMelech acted this way. Shebitel me'atzmoi kol rotzoin. All of his personal rotzoinus, he was mevatel for himself. My personal desires, what I want for my life, the things I enjoy, the things I like. That, oh, no, forget it all. Rak asher yaseh Hashem hu ritzoinoi. Whatever Hashem does, that's my rotzoin. So in other words, I don't have a rotzoin. Now this is really a level that's extremely high. I think we pointed out last time that it's not within the reach of most of the people that we know. Well, I shouldn't say it's not within the reach. Most of the people that we know haven't reached that level yet, okay? But it's a reality that there is such a thing, a person can reach such a level like David HaMelech, that I have only one rotzen, whatever Hashem wants. Now, we did point out also, it's easy to say this, but it's not enough to say it. In other words, yeah, whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. But that means I have no rotzen, which means whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want, and I'm happy with it, as happy as it would have been something else, because I was mevatel. This is very important. On this level, he says, shebitel me'atzmoi kol rotzen. I was mevatel any rotzen. I have no rotzen. I only want rotzen, whatever Hashem wants for me. Because, and where does that come from? Well, what is this, foolhardy, stupid, irresponsible? No, it's the realization, it's the level of confidence that I have in Hashem, in his chesed, in his rachamim, in his knowledge, in his wisdom, in his control, that I know that his rotzen is better than mine. I know that whatever he wants for me is the ultimate. But again, I could know it intellectually. That's not the level that we're talking about here. We all know it intellectually, but emotionally, I'm not ready to settle for that. I want what I want. You know, I don't want... none of my desires should be fulfilled. So that's not that level. That's a lower level. But on this level, this I have nothing, no desire.
How does this concept stem with the concept of a bakasha? If my desire is Hashem's will, whatever Hashem wants.
I thought that we may have mentioned this last time. If we didn't, I think we should. And that is that the Nefesh HaChaim, which may very well stem with this level, says that the tefillos that the Anshei Knesset Agdola or Mesader are really bakoshes for the tsar of the Shechina. In other words, Hashem's having tsar. So we're refa'enu because Hashem has pain at the sick people. Borecholenu because Hashem has pain at people who don't have their parnosa. Tekabu shefa godol lechelusenu because Hashem has pain when he sees that we're spread out.
That was for Hashem's sake, of Yahoo?
That's right.
That's a high level.
That's a very high level, number one.
Yeah, I have to get married. Hashem has pain. That I'm married to Hashem. I feel for your pain.
Number two.
We're faking ourselves out almost.
But there's a merit to Kechidish in this. We may have mentioned this last time, but these things are to penetrate, it's almost better to repeat them. And there's a merit to Kechidish here because it comes out like this. That even though Hashem knows better than I do, that everything that he does is for my good. So he certainly shouldn't have tzar. If he made me have tzar, then he knows how much it's for my good better than anyone in the world could know. Better than anyone in the world could know, he knows it's for my good. So if he knows it's for my good, why does he have tzar? Yeah? Well, what's that?
Look at this.
Wow, this high-level delegation. Anyway, yeah. So why does he have tzar if he knows it's for my good? So kumto is like this, that even though I might be on a level where I don't have tzar, because I know it's for my good, and I have no rotzen. If I have no rotzen, probably I have no tzar. Do you know what I mean? I don't want anything. But certainly, I know physical pain is one thing. But let's say I have no rotzen to have a good parnosa. I have no rotzen. I have what to eat. I have you know, Diet Coke and a little pineapple here. That's what more do I need? Okay. So Memela, I'm okay. I don't have any tzar. But Hashem has tzar. Because really, I would like some of the other things that I'm not supposed to have. And Memela, he has tzar for that. When I have risen to a level where I don't have tzar for it. So, because that's what we're doing. In other words, I don't have tzar. I have no bakoshes because I have no rosin. So what am I saying in the Shemoneh Esrei? I'm asking for the tzar of the Shekhinah. He shouldn't suffer. What do you mean he shouldn't suffer? You have no rosin, so you're not suffering. But he still feels my pain. I mean, it's such an insight into the depth of Hashem's caring for us.
Feels and, what pain?
What?
What pain? I don't
because
have
in reality, I'm hungry. In reality, I don't have a shit.
In reality, I'm not on that level.
What? No,
reality,
no. Even if I am. No, I'm saying I am on that level.
So I don't have
no pain. No, it's not true, but I'm still
my
missing.
My roughness is rough.
I'm second, good, second I'm still second. Missing something.
What am I missing?
A guy he has no pain.
That's for the good.
A guy, he's accepted the fact that he has no shirach, okay?
He's happy about well, it. He's such a level, he's happy. About it.
You know something? Do you have Rachmanis on him?
I'm supposed to have Rachmanis on him. I can't be happy for his pain.
Oh, no, son of Hashem has also. Hashem has Lamaisi doesn't have a shirach. Lamaisi is not going to have children. Lamaisi is not. He's happy. This is the best thing that ever happened to me. I know. I trust Hashem. Everything is fine. For Sarachmonis, it's Sarachmonis. There's Rachmonis. And even when a person doesn't feel the Rachmonis, there's Rachmonis. So that's the extent. So we're being misfalted. Anyway, so that deals with that. But let's leave that for a moment.
Initially, he has the Ratzon, but then once he knows.
He's Mavatalis.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Well.
So I'm saying it's not that he doesn't have the rotzen for that.
People have rotzen.
Right. I'm just saying he gave up the desire because he realizes if he's not getting it, then that means
No. We're not saying that. Not because he's not getting it. It's something else. Not because he's not getting it. Because I know that there's a rotzen out there that's more appropriate for me than anything I could
it's
be.
It's a fake rotzen. My rotzen's a fake rotzen.
Yeah, mine's a fake rotzen. What do I know? I know what I need. Do I know what I should have? Do I know what's good for me? I trust him. I have obliterated any personal desire for anything. We're talking about a level that's way beyond most people that we know, you know, if not everybody that we know, but we have to know about it because it's something to strive for. And even if we just appreciate it a little bit, it gives us a new level of insight into the Chesed Hashem. So he's like this, but this, so then you ask the question, so what's he davening for? He's davening like Chaim Voloshin writes, he's davening for the tzar of the Shechina. Aye, what is the Shechina having tzar if he has no rotzen?
You don't have what you need.
Mice, you don't have what you need. You're going hungry at night, but to me, I'm thrilled. Rav Zisha, I have never suffered a day in my life. He doesn't have what to eat. He's a sick person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that pain. Okay, let's move on. Ki ein oseh shebit liyas v'kol rotzen asher yaseh Hashem v'rusoy, right? Only what Hashem does, that's my rosson. Ki ein mish yodea ma hatoiv lifnei ho'odom ki haboire yisporach. Yeah? And what's this based on? This is based on bitochen. But what's the bitochen? He defines it very specifically. The bitochen is that there's no one who knows what's ultimately good for me other than Hashem. So the bitochen that brings a person to this bitl harotzen is the bitochen that I have a rotzen, I want something, but I don't know if it's good for me or not. You know, especially certain things we want to be sweet at the beginning and bitter at the end. So I don't know what's good for me, but I trust that shit. I want to be mevatel all my rotzen because I know fully and totally that he knows better than I do what's good for me. Maybe all I want is his rotzen. Again, it's describing, but he's explaining what the trust is. Trust is not only in the Chesed Hashem, but it's in the knowledge that he knows better than I do what's for my good. Now, this, by the way, is a piece that we can take even on our level. Let's say we're not on the level to be Mvatla Rosa. But it's good to think occasionally, ultimately, when I get a little disappointed, I know Hashem knows better what's best for me. I'm not happy with it. I'm not prepared to give up the rotzen. I hope tomorrow he'll change his mind. I hope tomorrow he'll make it that this should be good to me. Oh, but at least I know. I know that what Hashem wants for me, what Hashem deals me, that is actually what's the best for me, and he knows better than I do. Okay. V'gam ein yecholes b'shum b'riya lehetiv loy b'kaboyrei. And also, there is no capability of any creature to do good for him, only Hashem. Now, what is this? How does this play into it? Let's read the next line to see, because I'm not sure how this plays into this. There's no yochelis in anyone, so what? So therefore, I have no rosa, because nobody could do anything. Is ain yochelis b'shum real hatev loy. It's only Hashem, but why don't I have a rosa? I'm not sure. Let's see if the next line sheds any light. Balkein roy lohodu hasholim shim sorotzoru b'ara yodeh avay yochel. Therefore, the sholim, the odom hasholim. So again, we're not talking about most average people. The odom hasholim, that perfect human being, sheyim sorotzoru, he gives over his rotzon b'ara yodeh avay yochel, the one who knows and can do all. The whole mashi yase, and everything Hashem does, yekabel odom b'simcho, he'll accept b'simcho, the yiftach ki bavade osa hakolu tevoso.
Yeah, why doesn't it flow? He's just saying that no one knows what is good other than Hashem, and no one could do anything other than Hashem. So what are you worried about? No one could do anything. No one knows what's good for you other than Hashem.
I understand.
And no one could do anything for you other than Hashem.
So what does that mean?
So what does that do? So what's the point of a ratzon? Meaning you just follow whatever Hashem deal, whatever cards he deals you, that's what you take, because no one could do any better.
In other words, rotzon means I want something. That means there's some
depending on something or someone to get that.
No, why don't I have the rotzon that he'll give me what I want rather than what he wants? He could give me.
Until you know that in the Shumberia.
No, but if that's not Hashem's rotzon, so no other bear could do it anyway.
No, but why can't I have? Instead of being mavad my rotzon completely to Hashem, I say like this: listen, I have a rotzon, and I know only you can deliver on it. So why does it have to be that there's nobody else could do it? Vegam ein yecholas mishum bria lehitiv le'rak
Hashabir. Good. So your rotzon should be his.
No, so I'll make no. I'm have my rotzon, and I'm counting on him and only him to deliver. I have my rotzon, and I'm only counting on him.
The Yiratzon is nothing if it's not Hashem's Ratzon. There's no other power that could give it to you.
Right, how about if you think other than Hashem's Ratzon?
Hashem doesn't want it, so you're not getting it.
Address that could do it.
So if your Ratzon is not his Ratzon, you have none to depend on. Because you're not getting it from any other source.
Stay with the program.
And if it's not what Hashem wants,
there's no other source.
This is not what Hashem wants, you're not getting it. But my uncle is a multimillionaire, but that's not what Hashem wants.
So in other words, one thing is that he knows what's best. Second thing is, I hear now.
There's no other influence that could help.
The second thing is, be mavatli rotzon. You know why? Because you can't get it any place other than Hashem. And Hashem will only do what's best for you. That's the point, right? That's what you're saying. In other words, Hashem only does what's best for you, and he knows. Be mavatli rotzon. Maybe I'll still have my rotzon, but listen, since he knows what's best for you, so your rotzon is not what's best for you. So and you can't get your rotzon any place anyway. So it's not what's best for you.
And you can't get it
any place. So what are you wasting your time? What are you wasting? Why are you spinning your wheels? There's no point in having the rotzon because you can't get any. So he's b'chol mash. Why is it b'yad hayodeva hayochol? Why not? It doesn't talk about his chesed here. Ki ein mi sheyodea mahu ha-teva. He's yodea v'yochol. Why am I not turning myself over to the one who's yodea v'yochol v'chesed v'rachamim? That doesn't seem to be the nakuda. On this level, it's not about Hashem's chesed and rachamim. On this level, we're beyond that. Of course, Hashem's chesed and rachamim. But this level doesn't, chesed and rachamim doesn't, that's right, that's the pshat, very good. Chesed and rachamim doesn't get me to the level to be mavat on my rotzon. Hashem is mole chesed and rachamim, and I have a rotzon, and I'm relying on his chesed and rachamim to fulfill my rotzon. That's the way we deal, right? I have this, I want that, I want the other thing. I know Hashem is mole chesed, mole rachamim. Even if I'm not worthy, he's going to have rachmanas on me. He does chesed even to the Rishonim. So memela, I want it.
And he's going to give me what I want.
And he's going to give me what I want. So now I'm on the level of mevatel my rotzon. So mevatel my rotzon means like this. Of course I reach the level where I know everything is chesed. and therefore I could turn to him and count on him to do chesed. But I reached a higher level now. I reached a level where, because I know that he knows what's good for me, of course it's chesed rachamim, that's the given, that was the previous levels until we got to this highest level. But because I know it's chesed rachamim, so now I've reached a level where I know that everything I, not only do I count on him to do chesed rachamim, I defer to his better judgment. I'm on such a level where I'm so confident, not only in his chesed, his rachamim, but in his superior judgment, that I don't have any rotzen. My only rotzen is do your thing, because you know better than I do. That's all right. Now look, it's very high, but it's good to know what's up there. You know? Anyway, and if a chol mashi yasi kal odom besimcho veyiftach kibavale osa kolotoy bosim. Oh, and then at the end he says everything he should be makabel that happens with simcho, and he should trust that Hashem did it all l'toy bosim. So again, why is this like an afterthought? You just told me that I was mevatel my rotzim because I know that Hashem knows what's best.
Remain will be besimcho.
I'll be besimcho.
What is best?
I'll be besimcho because he knows what's best. He not out of chesed, but l'toy bosim, because this is best for you. That's right. That's good.
Okay. Which is because of chesed.
Yeah, that's all. But the chesed is taken for granted because the chesed was achieved even on the higher levels.
Okay. Oh, and also just one other thing. Is there a difference between where it says yikabel and v'yiftach? Like yikabel means you accept it, but v'yiftach means that you feel it in your heart. Meaning, the first thing is you recognize what Hashem did for you, be mekabel at the simcha. But even once you're mekabel, yeah, fine, it's mekabel, but do you feel it? So the yiftach is more.
Well, it should be, the order should be the other way around. You botech that it's latova, no, and therefore you're happy about it. Why does happy come before you know that it's for good?
No, if I know what?
He says, accept it b'simcha and have trust that it's for good. Usually you should trust that it's good, therefore I'm b'simcha. The order is a little backwards, no? Mm-hmm. Why does simcha come before knowing that it's good? I'm only happy once I know for sure that I could trust that it's good.
No, not true. A person's mekabel yisurim b'simcha, right? A person could be makabel yisurim.
Only if I'm above b'tovim. I'm not above b'tovim.
No, let's talk about b'tovim. Talk about the highest level.
No.
I would say like this. Well, let me try. I don't know. I'm not sure, but let me try. He says, be a kabel olam b'simcha. A person should be makabel. Everything I give him gives him b'simcha. Now, that means that I really could be makabel even if it's bad for me b'simcha. So one is, I'm makabel b'simcha. I know that he knows what's best for me, and I'm makabel b'simcha. That I can do even if without the second phrase, because I know Lemaisa that he, something wrong? Because I know Lemaisa that he knows what's best for me. But then he has something else. Because if I'm a Kabul Basimcha, there's still a possibility I'm a Kabul Basimcha, but it's not so good. I'm a Kabul Yisur Basimcha. No, then that means that he knows it's l'toy bosim. I don't know. I don't understand why he says, why is it in the order?
No, that was
Yiftach.
The question.
Right? Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah,
that's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, that's the question. But now, I was makabalat b'simcha, but that's the b'shasa kabbalah.
Right, but after all, I'm not feeling it.
After a while, I was makabalat b'simcha that I'm not going to have any food today. But as the hours go on, I get hungrier and hungrier.
You can still be hungry b'simcha.
What?
You can still be hungry b'simcha.
But there comes a point where I'm not so hungry, I'm not so b'simcha anymore. You know, the next day.
Kachon makes sure you're not hungry?
No, but. So then at that point I start to feel there's some element that's not l'toy bosim. I'm feeling pain.
L'toy bosim doesn't make me not hungry. I just know intellectually that it's good.
But
I still have that same pain.
Yeah, but sometimes
I'm still starving. I just know it's good for me to starve.
I may be on the level that if he tells me the best thing to do is to skip dinner, okay. Oh, but next day breakfast and lunch and dinner, and the next day again. And
knowing
again,
that it's again, good, it's not painless. It doesn't take away the hunger part.
Comes up to a certain point where it all becomes overwhelming. And I'm
right. So
I'm
what does this help?
No, I should know because I have to reinforce that. This, if the suffering is that, to reinforce the yiftach, that everything is l'tovos. Because I, in other words, as I
you start doubting that it's l'tovos,
yeah, I'm a kabbalist with simcha. But now, listen, after a while, look, it's very, very simple. We know this happens with shidduch also, right? A person's mekabel b'simcha, and it goes by a little more and a more. After a certain point, the kabbalah b'simcha is waning. Right. You know, it's
so
just
you re,
so I need to read everything's not
secure.
Yes, so
yeah,
so that resecures it again. Mm-hmm. I think so. Okay, so let's move on. Is there? Let's at least finish this section here. Vizehoyo madregos hatanoim. This was the madrego of the tanoim. Shehoyu oimrim koma de ovid rachmono letavo. Everything Hashem did is for the good. Now that's very interesting. Everything Hashem does is letav. This was the madrega satanoim. I thought I was on that madrega too. I say everything Hashem does is for the good. I say it all the time. I believe it.
Takatana.
Karet says what?
Takatana.
You know what the pshat is? The pshat is madrega satanoim shoyu oimrim. They didn't just say it. They felt it with their entirety of their being. It wasn't, they didn't say things unless it was for real. But they felt that, and therefore, how could I have a rotzen? If I deher, if I know intellectually, I still have rotzen in my heart. But if I internalize emotionally, and I feel it with every fiber of my being, the kol mad de over rachmon letavovim, so everything Hashem does for the good, I want to have rotzenis. If it's for my good, like that cake looks very good over there. If it's for my good, Hashem will bring it and put it in my mouth. And if not, no, I wasn't hinting anything. It's not for me. But anyway, but if he doesn't do that, so the pshat is like this. So I mamish when I say kol mado rachmano l'tavo, I feel it with every fiber of my being. That was the tanoim. And v'zeo kabonas haposuk haver cherposi. Remove my sin that I was afraid. If that's the case, fear and concern and worry is a sin because everything you do, Hashem, is for the good. If everything you did it for the good, what am I afraid of? If everything you do is for the good, then what am I afraid of? If everything you do is for the good, then I don't have to be afraid of what I have because it's all for the good. And anything you're going to give me, it's all for the good. It's nothing to be afraid of. So I say, Haver cherposi, please, this cherpa, remove it. Ashiyogorti, I was afraid. This I should not have been. Kibesh potecho tevin. Bike sheyim chole hacherpa, mashinis yore. He asked that to be forgiven. He asked to be forgiven for this cherpa that he had. That he was ashamed. He says that I was ashamed that I was afraid. I shouldn't have been afraid. Everything is for good. There was nothing to be afraid of. One who trusts Hashem will be elevated. The trust that he has in Hashem will elevate him to the level that there is no personal rotzen anymore because everything was for the good. So it's really all like step by step. It starts at the beginning, as we mentioned many times, with there's no mikra, everything Hashem does, and he does it all for the good. But I'm not so happy with it. I'd rather have the things I want. Goes to another level where I start to feel I have hope. I refuse to lose hope. Goes to another level, as the Rav Ben Aram explains, there's bikush that I'm pursuing it. I'm so, not just a faint hope, but a hope with an active pursuit goes to another level where I'm botuach. I'm sure. And it goes to another level where chesed or mishpat or shira, he doesn't bring that, where chesed and mishpat is the same thing to me. That's David HaMelech. It's the same David HaMelech. He just brings different psukim. David HaMelech said, if Hashem does chesed, if Hashem does mishpat, I'll say the same hallel, the same shira, because I know it's all for my good. And on the highest level, this is what what even more than what the Gemara says there, just says will say Shira, but the Beis HaLevi describes that on the highest level, there's no Rotzen anymore. I have no desire. Because if I know that Hashem's desire for me is the ultimate good, then what am I spinning my wheels with desires? What am I fooling myself with desires? What am I setting lower standards with desires? It's all irrelevant.
And it's still called Mishpat.
What?
If I know that Hashem made that decision for my good, it's still called
Mishpat. Yeah, I guess that's Mishpat, because still sometimes a chesed would be to give you what you want. A mishpat would be, I can't give you that, but that mishpat is just...
But it's for my best. Just it really is a chesed.
Yeah, well, the mishpat is, I planned all of that. Mishpat is chesed, because you earned it. There's no embarrassment. So mishpat, everything is chesed. The oilam chesed yiborim is all the midas, everything that controls this world. It's all a prat. And Hashem's midas are chesed. Even the midas
is it a sphere to have yourself and know that it's good people, you feel bad for yourself or whatever? I mean, I know it's good. Like, instead of having to answer, why does Hashem feel bad for he knows it's really good? He said, at the end of the day, he feels bad for a guy who needs money. And so could I feel bad for myself that I don't have money even though I know it's good?
No, only for some, only for me, not for yourself. You can feel
bad. Is that a
if I don't have, you can feel
is bad. Is that a steer bitachon?
What? The stomach.
Same way Hashem knows it's good and he can feel bad for me. Oh, because he's an outsider?
Yeah, because you know it's
good. I know it's good, but I feel bad I don't have it. I know it's good. I'm human being.
So that, no.
It's not a stira.
Then you're not on chesed of mishpat.
I know it's good not to have the case. Then, right? I feel bad I can't have it.
Then you're not on chesed of mishpat shira.
No, the highest level about what we ask.
No, you're not.
So why is Hashem?
Why do you feel bad? Why does
Hashem feel bad?
So that means if you don't have a rosin, you can't feel bad.
Why does Hashem feel bad? Why does Hashem feel bad for me?
Because he wanted the world to be Odom Arishon began he. The Malochim would serve him.
That wasn't for the best for us. That wasn't for the best.
Good, but I say it hurts him that it's not for the best.
So why can't it hurt me that it's not for the best?
You want it to hurt you? Be my guest.
No, because then I could dab with something else. The same way Hashem feels bad for me. So my Russian and his Russian, I can feel it myself. I'm diving for it anyway.
No. If you remove your Russian, it doesn't hurt you. I don't want it. I don't want it. No, sorry, you're right. You're right. I'll back off. I modify it. If you remove your Russian, you don't want it. Okay? So I'd say that it's not the pshat Hashem feels your pain. Let's say, look, we're talking and learning. Right. We don't know exactly. There is no pain. Avarenzach. It bothers Hashem that you wouldn't be in a matzav where you wouldn't have to feel that this is not pain, but rather you wouldn't have to feel the pain altogether. You don't feel any pain like because you could have been on a better level. Right now, listen, your stomach is growling, but you're not hungry, right? Your stomach is growling because you haven't eaten.
No, I'm hungry, but I know.
No, you're not even hungry. You don't feel it. You have no rustin. You don't have any rustin for food.
I don't think it means that you
of course, yeah. Of course, yeah, whatever. Take
you
whatever
have pain, but you know it's for the good.
You
can't make it feel good. If you pin someone, you can't make it feel good.
If I have no rutsin, it means I don't want the rutsin. I don't want the pain to go away either.
It's on a physical level of the rutsin. It hurts. What do you mean? No one wants pain, but
I have pain, and I have no rutsin to take it away. I know people like that. That people, sometimes they're ready to.
No, but we have a chiyuv to try to take away.
Chiyuv is something else. Right now, I'm so confident.
What do you say? No, what?
Hashem feels bad. You know, why does he have to be in this matzah?
Because you're doing a chesed to me, Hashem. What do you mean? It's best for me.
But I wish he was on a level where he wouldn't have to have this chesed.
Can I wish on a level that I don't have to have this chesed and then daven for them down?
That do tshuva. Yeah, you're right. That you could. That you could, but not right now. There's no pain. Right now, because I have no rotzen. Hashem says, I wish he was on a level where my rotzen for him could be his rotzen. He reached a level there's no rotzen. But at that level, he has certain things he's lacking. He's lacking certain opportunities. He's lacking certain pleasures, right?
Meaning Hashem wants it to be even better for you. Then this is good.
Can't be better than Hashem would do.
No, that's better. Hashem, pleasure, Hashem wants us to have every pleasure in the world.
Not if it's not good for me.
No, but he wishes that you could be in a mass where it could be good for you.
I don't understand this. I'm not getting
why?
It.
Why?
I'm lost.
What do you mean? Why not?
It's not following. I don't get
he
it.
Wishes you would be in a mass where that would be good for you. What's wrong?
Why would you wish something that's not?
No, that don't
be good. The best is what I have. Why don't I want something that it can't be better? Because if it would be better, Hashem would give it. Would make it better. What does that mean? Hashem's playing in the way.
Yeah, listen, here, listen.
What
the Yerushalmi says.
Do I believe that what he's doing is the best? Yerushalmi
says that a person's going to give a divrei cheshbon for the permissible. I assume it means hanor that Hashem created in the world that you weren't in. Okay, so now it wasn't good for you, and therefore you have no reason for that, right? But Hashem still wishes. I wish you were on the level where you could be nana from all the pleasures that I gave in the world. You can't be nana now when you don't want to be nana.
I thought it means what you should have, what you could have,
and
you
didn't. But Lamais, you didn't.
That would be a time of Chaim Kanievsky why he didn't go to the Grand Canyon, right? And you didn't be nana of the world. That's not a time for Chaim Kanievsky because he's past that. On my level, that
there's still pleasure. That
so there is something that Hashem could have done. That Hashem could feel that he wants to give something to me that's better than he's giving me.
You know, do you ever have cherimoya?
No.
Oy, the Tam from Gan Eden. You know what that is?
Cherimoya.
It's a fruit that I had in L.A. I think I have it here, but once again,
it's right here on the
snow. What? It's right there. No, they don't have
cherimoya.
Anyway, but cherimoya. So it's not good for me. I don't have any rosam shah. Well, the mice Hashem wants for you. You can only enjoy the taste of sheramoyas.